It is Dave and Fionnuala with you. And our musical guest today sounds like... DJ and producer Nathan Daw had a big 2020. His tracks Lighter with KSI and No Time for Tears with Little Mix should have been filling dance floors all over the place, but with no gigs to go to, how does Nathan Daw see the year that he's had?
Yeah, it's been a mental kind of year, obviously, just to be doing it throughout this pandemic. It's just been a whirlwind of emotions, you know, from a personal level, from a career perspective. But I feel like it's just kept me engaged and kept me busy and excited throughout this, you know, awful time. So very thankful, but I'm very happy that I've managed to give people happy moments through music during this as well. So it's been good for everyone.
Going back to the track Lighter with KSI, obviously now that's up for Best British Single at the Brit Awards. Just in terms of what they're going to do, they are going to have people there, aren't they? It's not going to be completely virtual.
Yeah. So the artists and that are going to be there. There's going to be 4,000 fans in there with no masks or social distancing or anything. So excited for that. It's going to be crazy. I don't know what to expect. I've never been to the Brits before. So I've got to go in a minute to go and get some suit measurements, and I've just got to try and just pretend that to fit in, because I feel like it's going to be superstars all over the place and then just me, this lanky lad from Burton-on-Trent, knocking around. So it's going to be quite fun and quite interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
The Brits are tomorrow night, and we'll come back to that in a second. But you have just released your new one with Anne-Marie, someone who we love to talk to and hear from. How did you find working with her?
Just amazing. Like, we get on so well, and just the whole campaign has just been amazing, in that we've still got loads of things to come, and it's just, like you say, it's a delight, and it's so nice working with an artist that is on the same page and just wants so much success through the same song as you do. Like, anytime I need anything or she needs anything, we just help each other out and just constantly laughing when we're together. It's just a nice working relationship.
I get that sense of her, that she's just always up for a laugh, and I'm assuming she'd be a good one now to have on side, where with her Brit experience she can maybe talk you through the whole thing as well. And
well, yeah, she's been advising me what to drink, what not to drink, how to dress, how to act. So Anne-Marie's gave me some Brit rules that I need to stick by, so it's going to be quite funny.
Is there anyone that you're anticipating meeting, and are you nervous about that? Is there someone that might be at the Brits that you wouldn't be able to talk to them because you don't know what you'd say or how excited you'd get?
No one really sticks out, but I feel like I don't want to get too drunk and maybe embarrass myself, so I'm going to just drink steadily, chill. I'll probably be chilling with Joel Corry somewhere because we're good mates, and I'll just be like, right, let's just try and stay quite calm, and then we can go for it at the after party and let our hair down. So that's what I'm going to try and do. You might see it go elsewhere on the night, but that is what I'm going to try and do, so I don't potentially embarrass myself and see these superstars knocking around and just walk up to them like, hello, do you want to do a song? we'll have to wait and see, but it'll be quite fun.
Now that you're heading to the Brits tomorrow night, and it's been a long road for you to this success that you're having, do you look back at those that wouldn't give you a leg up or refused you a gig and hold any bitterness towards them?
Not really. I feel like when doors get shut in your face, it kind of makes or breaks you, I feel like that's kind of the world's way of saying, if you really want it, you know, you'll find a way through it. So I feel like it was more so trying to email clubs and festivals asking to be booked on it, and they were just like, obviously because they didn't know who I was, whatever, they were just like, no. I couldn't really break out of my hometown, but I just kept trying and trying. Then I was thinking, I need to give them a reason to want to book me. And that's when I started doing like SoundCloud and stuff like that. So constantly trying to find a new way in, really, is my kind of number one rule. And when you're being knocked back, you just got to use that as more determination to want to prove them wrong, because there's nothing better. And it's happened a few times where, like, I've spoken to people, promoters, asked to play at their event, and they've obviously been like, no. And then the same promoter a few years later comes back and says, you know, can we book Nathan? And then that feeling is just like incredible. So definitely got to use your knockbacks as like inspiration to do better.
Are you petty like me? Like, obviously you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face, but is there like a subtle dig in the email back when they get back with that request? Or are you more grown up than I am, really?
I mean, end of the day, I understand that obviously it's a business, and at the time I wanted them, they didn't want me, like, so they probably wouldn't have been beneficial for them, but obviously now it is. So I wouldn't say I'm petty, but there's probably been a few people that I might have put some slight digs in an email and gone like, oh, I was a bit too busy this year, but you know, maybe next year if you get in there.
Or you make them really pay for it. It's like, okay, my yes. rider is now going to be 10 times bigger if you really want me this time, since yeah, you wouldn't take me it. The last time.
Literally, that's it. Triple the fee.
Nathan Joy's heading to the Brits. Tomorrow night, he's up for Best Single. Him and KSI for their track Lighter. He called over to his parents today for some dinner before the festivities tomorrow, and they had lovely balloons up, Brits. It looks so, so cute. He had a big 2020, big 2021 ahead of him, even though we're in May. He plays the Academy in Dublin on December 4th, and he's just released his new one with Anne-Marie, Mustache. It's way too long. It's iRadio. iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.